Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, Beyonce there featuring Miley Cyrus. Now, in studio with me is a woman who actually likes Beyonce as well. She was telling me there as we were listening to the song, Roisin Whelan, a Carlow-based choreographer and dance artist. She has not one but two shows featuring in this week's Carlow Arts Festival, which is starting on Thursday. You're a woman on the move in every sense of the word. Roisin, you're very welcome into studio. We're talking about Beyonce there and the country album, which we love, 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 love. Because you didn't start in music or dance or all that. You were going to do something very different with the Leaving Cert in mind today now. Tell us.
I know, perfect timing. Yeah, so I had chemical engineering on my CAO, so I was actually going to do a science degree. And I had put it on. And then my parents were like, are you sure you don't want to try the dancing? Just in case.
It's very different.
I know. I was so lucky. And they were like, you know, once you get a bit older, maybe you won't be able to go back, but you can always go back and do chemical engineering if you want. So I actually paid to defer it every single year of my dance degree. And then I got to my dance master's and I was like, I think it's time to let it go.
This is so weird. So hang on a second. You decided to go to Leeds, was it, to do dance, right?
Yes.
But you deferred chemical engineering just in case the dancing, literally, pardon the pun, fell through.
I know, exactly. So yeah, I was like, oh, maybe in like second year or third year, I'll change my mind. I obviously never did, but it was really good to have the backup. And yeah, it was brilliant, obviously, to have their support, to know that at any point I could just go back.
You're one of those perfect kind of young people who kind of know everything.
Don't know,
you see,
about
I was one of the ones who knew nothing when I was 17 or 18 doing my Leaving Cert, disaster. But you were one of the people who had a plan B. See, that's the generation you're from. Roisin, let's bring you back a little bit. You started gymnastics. Were you in your teens?
Yeah, I actually started gymnastics quite young. And then when I got to about 12, 13, I actually had a fall off a horse. And I had to take quite a big break from that time. And I think my parents were really keen to help me find something that would bring back the joy of moving, which gymnastics had brought. So I started dancing in a place called the Ballet Barn, which is a rural dance school in Carlow. And I was really lucky. That school is amazing. They have like a huge amount of people who've gone to college and university for dance just in the middle of Carlow.
Right.
In this,
and you'd never think of that. They do jazz and everything there as well, do they?
Yeah, so I did like ballet, contemporary jazz, just as a hobby, you know, like once a week in the local school. And then slowly as I got a bit older, then like 15, 16, I was getting more into it. And then when I got to 18, I was doing my Leaving Cert, I was like, oh, I think maybe this is something that I'd want to do. So it was a very different way in. And, you know, often people start at like 2 or 3, and to start much later from a totally different background, I think has helped, because you really want to do it then. You know, it's not just something you've done. It's like a real choice that you're making, which is really
It's true. But I suppose, were you always kind of heading for the choreography side? I know you danced all the time, and you went on then to Leeds University and you did a degree in dance. But did you do a master's in dance then? What do you learn in a master's in dance? Tell me now, because I wouldn't know that.
It's a wild one. I did a master's in performance. So yeah. What they actually do is, for your master's, they send you to a full-time company. So I moved to Denmark for a year and worked. Yeah, that was my first job as an apprentice, was there in Black Box Dance Company. So I toured Denmark, Germany and Sweden for a year. And then they just send the university to come and watch you throughout the year, and they grade you that way. And then you write a dissertation at the end. So
that's amazing.
It's like a practical master's, I suppose, in that way. But there's no real other way, right, in dance to do it as a performer, I think. I still had to write the 20,000 words, though, at the end. Don't worry. I still had to do
so
that part.
So that's the artistic side, and then there's the serious side
exactly.
to it. So after that then, after touring Denmark and Germany and all that, what did you do next? When did you decide to come up with your own plans for choreography and dance and all of what you've done to now?
Yeah, I was fortunate. So Northern Contemporary, where I went, had a choreography module in my final year, and I chose that, and my work got chosen to be performed professionally in my third year. So that was kind of my first go at it. And then I auditioned for Matthew Bourne's New Adventures. So they are the company that does Swan Lake with all of the men. And he takes like narratives. So we did Romeo and Juliet with him. So that was
And he's so well known.
Yeah, he's amazing. So being the Bord Gáis and, you know, touring. So I actually auditioned as his young choreographer. So he takes one choreographer on his new shows. And I got to the final three and had to present a show with an unlimited budget, which is obviously delightful. Not that you'd ever get to make it, but it was great to have the option. And then, yeah, he turned around to me and said, I can't give you this job, but I'd love you to come and be a dancer on the tour and help me make Romeo and Juliet. So I joined them for 11 months and we toured Romeo and Juliet. We did like 130 something times the same show with a live orchestra the whole time.
Sounds perfect.
It was amazing. Yeah,
what
it was
a dream.
Such a nice start.
I mean, what a dream. Achieving your dream so early. Now, we must talk about your own show. You've got two shows
That's it. Yeah. So I've got two shows in Carlow Arts Festival, which is also wonderful because it's where I'm from. So yeah. It's really nice to bring
nice
the work
to come
there.
Home.
Exactly. Mm. And to be seen there is great. So we've got The Galaxy of Occupations, which is a children's show that was commissioned by Tipperary Dance Festival and Dublin City Council's Creative Hubs production commissions back in 2022. And we've done that all over the country now. So we've done 32 shows for over 2,500 children. So that show has toured, which is wonderful, far and wide, through libraries and different places. And then we have another show called Evo, which is a new commission by Carlow Arts Festival and funded by the Arts Council of Ireland. And that's like pop-up images that pop up and they just completely disappear. So they last for 10 minutes and then they disappear. And
because Evo is the Irish for reflection.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Basically this like passing of time and these images that just like appear and they're somewhat fractured, like this idea that memories, you know, if we try to keep remembering something, sometimes it's not actually truthful. It's like, oh, that person was there, but they were never there. Or is there something slightly off? So we're playing with this idea of dance halls and Kayleys, but also these kind of moments of like love that start to fall apart and then come back together. So
memories fading over time somewhat.
Basically, yeah. And seeing like fracture lines in memory when you all of a sudden you just forget a whole part of what's happened and then you come back to it. So we wanted the audience to just be happening, you know, so people are just there. And
then
see
that sparks their own memories, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, in that instance, it's like what everyone takes, you know, dance is this really interesting thing. So Evo has no text, so it's just movement. So in a way, it is a bit more conceptual into what you can see. But then for The Galaxy of Occupations, there is text in that. And we also have a sign language interpreter in the show as well. So what we've kind of worked on is being really specific about, because it's a dance show, not kind of very differently to a theatre show, if we put a sign language interpreter on the side, you wouldn't see the movement. Mm. And for children, that was really important that they got to see the whole story and everything. So we're actually working with a sign language interpreter called Shelley Gibson, and she's amazing. She's also completely musically trained, so she's musical theatre trained, so she's also a performer and a dancer.
Actually, we have Shelley. We'll go to Shelley. Shelley's on the phone. Shelley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Shelley, this sounds excellent, and to be able to, it's Irish sign language, of course, that you interpret. Tell us your role.
So, yeah, as Roisin was saying, within the show, I am an interpreter, but we're not just having the interpreter off to the side, as we do with a lot of shows, because dance is so visual, we don't want the kids to have to miss out or avert their eye gaze off to the side and miss the action. So Roisin has really cleverly choreographed the actual interpreter into the show, which is amazing.
Brilliant. That sounds lovely. I have to see this. Shelley, thank you very much. Roisin, it sounds like that it's a very inclusive show as well, and that's what you're doing, you're bringing it. But what do the kids, I mean, what is the reaction of the children as you toured?
It's been really wonderful. When we toured the libraries, we went to the School of the Deaf, so we had a full audience of people who were hard of hearing or couldn't hear. So immediately to see their reaction of being like completely able to actually take in the storyline and not ever have to look was incredible. But also the kids are funny. So like a 6 year old, it's for 6 to 10 year olds. So the 6 and 7 year olds, they just love the colour. They love like there's a bit of acrobatics. They love seeing a man dancing, because in Ireland we don't really see that much. So that's always a big thing in schools, especially if there's boys and girls in the schools. And then for the older kids, they love the storyline, that like what all the different things they can be when they grow up and that.
It absolutely sounds fascinating. Roisin, the best of luck, and also to Shelley Gibson as well, who signs with you in the show. Carlow Arts Festival starting this Thursday. For more on Evo and The Galaxy of Occupations, go to roisinwhelandance.com. We shall meet again, Roisin. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for coming
for having
in.
Me.
Quick break, back in a minute.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.